If you're feeling that tug of war between keeping the peace and keeping your sanity this holiday season, you're not alone. And this episode is for you.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Hester. Let's get started.
What happens when the traditions that once felt comforting now feel heavy, stressful, or out of alignment? Today, we're talking about how to lovingly shift family expectations, set boundaries without guilt, and create holiday rituals that actually fit who you and your family are now. By the end of this episode, you will recognize when a tradition, a gathering, or an expectation has shifted from comforting to constricting, and why that matters. You'll learn language that lets you set boundaries with clarity and kindness without apologizing for your needs. And you'll explore ways to reimagine holiday rituals so they reflect who you and your family are now, not who you used to be. And stick around for the Unlearn, where we will challenge the myth that changing traditions means losing love. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. If the holidays feel a little different this year, perhaps heavier or more complicated, more emotional, you're not imagining it. Traditions evolve, families grow, identities deepen, and needs shift. And even the rituals we once held close can begin to feel tight or misaligned. Today, we're talking about what to do when the traditions that once grounded you now feel like they ask too much of you. We're talking about how to honor your history without abandoning yourself, how to shift expectations without burning bridges, and how to create new rituals that feel like home to the family you're building today. So take a breath, let your shoulders soften, and let's begin. The holidays can be a beautiful swirl of tradition, nostalgia, family, joy, food, and togetherness. But they can also surface old dynamics, emotional landmines, identity stress for LGBTQ plus youth, and patterns that no longer fit. Let's talk about how to navigate all of this with clarity, compassion, and keeping our humanity intact. Family traditions hold so many memories: laughter, comfort, identity, continuity. But they can also hold pressure and expectation. Sometimes we inherit patterns, and sometimes we continue patterns that served us for a time, but not anymore. This is another opportunity to practice expanding your capacity to hold many truths at once. You might feel guilty for skipping a gathering, altering a ritual, staying home instead of traveling, choosing quiet over chaos, or protecting your child over appeasing extended family. Every season of life demands new boundaries. And every generation deserves the dignity of evolving. Healthy boundaries are how we sustain or continue connection without self-abandonment. In simple terms, boundaries help us balance the level of contact with the problematic people in our life. The Gottman Institute calls this loving detachment, which is the ability to stay connected without losing yourself. I'll take this one step further and say that boundaries can be an act of love. a way to have a relationship or a situationship without losing sight of yourself or your autonomy. Boundaries allow movement, transparency, and honesty. They are a request for respect and communication, not isolation. And we need this now more than ever. A 2021 APA survey found that 38% of adults cite family obligations as their top source of holiday stress. And those with poor boundary clarity experience twice that anxiety. Holidays are hard, not because we're doing them wrong, but because we're trying to do them in a way that isn't aligned with who we are, with ourselves, or our nuclear family. Boundaries lighten that load. You can honor your family's history without reenacting your own exhaustion. I'm going to repeat that. You can honor your family's history without reenacting your own exhaustion. So here is your Boundaries with Love framework, your step-by-step guide for setting holiday boundaries with both clarity and compassion while keeping your humanity intact. First, identify what is yours to carry. Ask yourself, is this mine or is this theirs? If an expectation causes resentment, dread, or overwhelm, it's probably not yours. Further signs that it's not yours are you feel heavy when you picture it. You know that you're doing it out of guilt. You're afraid of disappointing someone. Or your child's emotional safety is at risk. Let this be your filter. 2, communicate before crisis. Don't wait until you're overwhelmed or on the verge of tears. Set expectations early. Here are just a few statements to try, a few to get your own creativity rolling on this. First, I love you, and this year I'm celebrating a little differently. You can also try, we're simplifying this season so we can be more present. Or, we're skipping the big gathering, but we'd love to connect in another way. The earlier you speak, the calmer the response. And remember, their response is not your responsibility. I'm going to repeat that one for you too. Their response is not your responsibility. I think it is important to acknowledge that and say it out loud. Stand in front of the mirror and say it. For all of us who spent many years of our lives allowing ourselves to be controlled by the response of others, this is really hard at first. It will feel uncomfortable. Sit through it, because on the other side is a huge exhale. Your nervous system will regulate and you will find peace. 3, use compassionate clarity. Clarity is kind. Directness is kind. Vagueness breeds resentment. Here are some boundary sentences you can use verbatim. Go ahead and copy these down. I can't attend this time, but I'd love to FaceTime afterward. We're simplifying gifts this year to focus on connection. I'm protecting my energy so that I can be fully present when we are together. I'm not available for that conversation today. This is clarity with warmth, not defense. 4, create new meaning. Traditions don't need to disappear. They can evolve, and you can create new ones. Try morning walks instead of a crowded brunch. A candle lighting moment for reflection. Cooking one favorite dish instead of 5. having a quiet hour between events. Donation drives instead of white elephant chaos. A come-as-you-are gathering instead of dress-up pressure. Honoring LGBTQ plus kids' needs by prioritizing safety over obligation. Let the holiday reflect who your family is now, not who you were 10 years ago. 5, expect discomfort, not disaster. Pushback doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you've changed the script. Again, remember, the response to your boundary isn't yours to manage. It's theirs. As therapist Terry Cole says, boundaries reveal the maturity of the relationship. Let discomfort be data, information, not danger. Boundaries hold your truth and give others the chance to grow. We'll get to the rest of the episode in a moment, but if you like the show, please make sure to subscribe. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, watch us on YouTube, and share with your friends. So for the first years of our marriage, and then as each baby arrived, Steve and I would spend Christmas Eve with his family and the Chicago suburbs. And then on Christmas morning, we would get up and drive to Ohio to spend Christmas Day with my family. As the kids grew from infants to toddlers to adolescents, it became understandably more stressful. Steve and I wanted to create our own holiday rituals, and we did begin creating those with our kids. And the expectations were becoming just too much for everyone's nervous systems. And so we stopped. And something beautiful happened when we stopped. Our kids relaxed. We relaxed. We were able to begin to enjoy this again. The day before, the day of, the days after felt more spacious, not frantic. We started our own traditions and rituals. We read our special books and drank our special hot chocolate and enjoyed our leisurely Christmas morning, which gets a later start each year. My sister used to spend Christmas Eve with us until she got sick. And she would be the official one who would write notes from Santa to each of the kids because they didn't know her handwriting. And she would sit and drink wine and watch me put together whatever crazy 1,000-piece toy it was that year. And we would always watch Love Actually together. In the beginning, I really worried that this change would disappoint my parents, and at first it did, and then they more or less accepted it. That's the thing about boundaries. They often feel really hard at first, but they open the door to the tradition you actually need. Today's Unlearn is about shedding the myth that changing traditions means betraying your family. We've been told, if you loved us, you'd keep everything the same. But sameness is not love. Authenticity is. Evolving traditions means honoring your truth, your capacity, and the family you're raising now. Choose one expectation this season to release or reimagine and communicate it with clarity and kindness. When we unlearn the belief that love requires sameness, we make room for connection built on honesty, not obligation. Thank you so much for being here today, for choosing honesty over habit and clarity over the old scripts we've all inherited. Here is what I hope you carry with you into the rest of this season. Boundaries aren't rejection. They're revelation. They reveal what your heart needs. They reveal the shape of the life you're building. They reveal what's possible when connection is rooted in truth rather than obligation. You get to evolve. Your traditions get to evolve. And the people who love you will adjust, maybe slowly, maybe imperfectly. And if they don't, you will be okay. Your peace creates possibility for everyone around you. New episodes of More Human, More Kind drop every Tuesday and Friday, so be sure to follow and subscribe so you never miss one. And if you are ready to release fear, shame, or the patterns that keep you repeating old roles you've outgrown, I'm accepting a few private clients right now. And you can learn more at morehumanmorekind.com. Until next time, honor your boundaries, honor your truth. You are worth the space you take.